Good evening and welcome to Jazz Unlimited. My name is Dennis Owsley and I'm here every Sunday night from 9 to midnight with great jazz. Tonight we're going to celebrate a month early, and there's a reason for it, the centenary of Dizzy Gillespie. He was born in October of 1917 in Cheraw, South Carolina. His father was a musician, started playing piano at 4, took up trumpet and trombone at 12, had a scholarship to the Laurenberg Institute, and he went there for 2 years and moved to Philadelphia with his mother when he was 18. He joined Teddy Hill, First National Band at 20, Cab Calloway 1939. He was involved in the early bebop experiments with Minton and met Charlie Parker in 1943 when he was with Earl Hines. All this, plus much more, is going to be heard on Jazz Unlimited following NPR News. I'm Dennis Owsley. Welcome to the first hour of Jazz Unlimited show on the Dizzy Gillespie Centennial. We're going to start with what arguably is my favorite recording. It was originally called An Electrifying Evening with the Dizzy Gillespie Quintet. It was recorded in 1961, and here is Duke Ellington's The Mooch, with Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, Leo Wright on alto, Lalo Schifrin piano, Bob Cunningham bass, and Chuck Lampkin on drums. This is the Dizzy Gillespie Centennial on Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley, although Dizzy's real 100th birthday is next month. Thelonious Monk's 100th birthday is also next month, so I figured I'd separate him by a little bit. And we heard The Mooch, a Duke Ellington composition, played by Dizzy on trumpet, Leo Wright, alto, Lalo Schifrin, piano, Bob Cunningham, bass, and Chuck Lampkin on drums in 1961. Now, one of the things that we're going to do tonight is play music that I believe is the best part of Dizzy's career. I believe it was about 1954 to about 1980. And he said something that is kind of interesting. He said, by the time he got matured a little bit, he found out what not to play. And that's what we're going to be doing. And he was very heavily involved in Latin music. And after 1985, he began to really have trouble with his chops. And Dizzy died at the age of 76 in 1993. We're going to have a set of two following the station break. The first one is Dizzy's composition, Con Alma, or With Soul, played by the Oscar Peterson Trio, of Oscar Peterson on piano, Ray Brown bass, and Ed Thigpen on drums, and then A Night in Tunisia by Lambert Hendricks and Ross in 1962. Thank you.
moon is the same moon above you, a glow with a cool evening light. But shining at night into Asia, never does it shine so bright. The stars are aglow in heaven, but only the wise understand. The shining at night in Indonesia, they guide you through the desert sand.
Words fail to tell the tale too exotic to be told. Each night's a deeper night in a world of ages old.
The cares of the day seem to vanish. The ending of day brings relief. Each wonderful night in Indonesia, where the nights are filled with peace.
Nightly after the pause from the heat of the day, stars in the sky light the caravan's way. Cool evening breeze blowing over the dune, bathed in the light of a magical moon. Nights are aglow with a million delights, there in the land full of fabulous sights. That night.
Gillespie compositions from the Dizzy Gillespie Centennial Show on Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley. The first one was Con Alma, played by the Oscar Peterson Trio of Oscar on piano, Ray Brown bass, and Ed Thigpen drums in 1959, and then A Night in Tunisia, played by Lambert Hendricks and Ross, Dave Lambert, John Hendricks, and Annie Ross on vocal, Pony Poindexter on alto, Gilda Mahoney's piano, Ron Carter bass, and Stu Martin on drums. And that's a 1962 recording. We're going to hear the Dizzy Gillespie 1947 Big Band, Joy Alexander, and Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker in 1945. So please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. And now we're going to hear him with the Cab Calloway Band, with one of his first compositions recorded by somebody else. This is Pickin' the Cabbage. He's on trumpet and also did the arranging. This is a 1940 recording. And then we're going to jump up 48 years to the Dirty Dozen Brass Band. And they're going to be playing a Dizzy Gillespie thing where he sings, basically scat sings. He was a great scat singer. And also plays trumpet. It's Oopa Padam in 1988.
Thank you.
Dennis Owsley, and we heard Pick in the Cabbage, played by the Cab Calloway Band of 1940 with Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, composing and arranging, and then Ooh Papa Da from the Dirty Dust Brass Band with Dizzy Gillespie sitting in on vocal and a little bit of trumpet in 1988. This is Jazz Unlimited's show on the centennial of Dizzy Gillespie, which takes place next month, as does the centennial of Monk, so we're going to spread them out a little bit. We have a station break, and we're going to hear a set of three. The first one is the Dizzy Gillespie Big Band, recorded at Carnegie Hall in 1947, playing Cool Breeze, a Tad Dameron composition. And then Tour de Force from Joey Alexander on piano, Russell Hall bass, Sammy Miller on drums, and Alfonso Horn on trumpet. And then finally, one of the great recordings that's been found in the last 15 years, Salt Peanuts, Town Hall, New York City, 1945. Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, Charlie Parker alto, Al Haig piano, Curly Russell bass, and Max Roach on drums. Following the station break. We'll be right back.
peanuts, sell peanuts. Sell 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 peanuts, sell peanuts. Thank you.
I'm Dennis Owsley, and we close the first hour of the Dizzy Gillespie Centennial on Jazz Unlimited with Dizzy Gillespie Big Band at Carnegie Hall in 1947 playing Tad Dameron's Cool Breeze. Then the young pianist Alexander played Dizzy's composition Tour de Force, and he's accompanied by Alfonso Horn on trumpet, Russell Hall bass, and Sammy Miller on drums, and that's a 2014 recording. And then finally, Salt Peanuts by Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, Charlie Parker on alto, Al Haig piano, Curly Russell bass, and Max Roach on drums in 1945. And if you want to know what bebop was about, check out this album on Uptown Town Hall, New York City, June 22nd, 1945. Please stay tuned for some Latin things by Dizzy Gillespie following the station break.